The Philadelphia School District passed a budget last night that includes a $93 million placeholder for money that the district hopes comes through. Short of that, Superintendent William Heights says they'd have to choose between laying off more than 1,000 employees or shortening the school year. Let's get a closer look with WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry. And Kevin, is it really possible the kids have a shortened school year?
Well, after the meeting last night, reporters asked Height if truncating the school year would be the worst possible outcome, and his response was very telling.
No, I mean, it's not. I mean, so I think 40 students in a class is unrealistic and not responsible. And I think that as we think about the elimination of 1,300 more individuals, I'm not so sure that will leave our schools with the resources they need to ensure safety and security.
So Height is essentially saying that opening schools with the resources that the district currently has on hand would put students and faculty in dangerous and unsafe positions. Now remember, this $93 million budget gap is only to get schools back to this year's already woefully inadequate levels. Without $93 million, we're going from a bad, insufficient school system to one so stripped of resources that Heights says schools would be like empty shells.
Kevin, is there cause for hope?
Well, the biggest chunk of hope on the horizon has been the money that would come from Philadelphia's authorization of the city's cigarette tax. That would get schools about $45 million this year and double that in years to come. The problem is, the city needs state approval to implement the tax, and Republicans in the state house have refused to bring it for a vote. They've been crystal clear in their demands. They want Philadelphia Democrats to vote for a pension reform bill before giving the cigarette tax the go-ahead.
But this logjam gets even stranger.
Right. There are some Republicans representing heavily unionized districts that don't like the pension plan either. And earlier today, a Bucks County Republican, with the support of 14 other Republicans, pushed the pension debate off the House floor and back down to committee, essentially killing it for now. In the meantime, there's some Republicans across the state who are on board with the Philly cigarette tax, but the House leadership, led by Majority Leader Mike Terzai, is refusing to bring it for a vote. I talked to State Rep. Sherelle Parker. She's the chair of the Philadelphia delegation.
I personally had a conversation with Majority Leader Terzai to further reaffirm the support of the Philadelphia delegation for the passage of the cigarette tax. And I also let him know, obviously, that the funding of public education is the number one priority for the school district, and the cigarette tax is our primary focus.
Amid all this gridlock, what can parents of kids in Philly schools do?
Well, short of calling their representatives, they can do nothing, just like the district, but sit and wait.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Dave.